So, well, first of all, I got caught lying. I figured this is something I should tell you. I got caught lying. Engineer from the weekend, the one that, like, decided he was going to stay the night in my hotel room, so I had to wake up with him and feel awkward, or more awkward than I already was, because that was a weekend of awkward just shenanigans in general. Anyway, I lied to him. I told him my name was Rihanna Darkbloom, and I was Gitsen, and I was currently living in Logan Lake. Which, none of that's even remotely true, except for the fact that, yes, I am First Nations. Just definitely not Gitsen. So, yeah, I lied to him. And he wanted to go for dinner last night because apparently he's in Kamloops on business. And he wanted to go for dinner last night. I said no. And just because, like, it's not something, like, I'm not interested in him. I found him to be rather boring. Like, decent looking guy. He had a beard that I loved. I really loved his beard. And I liked his hands. But he wasn't interesting. Like, is that bad that I found him kind of just boring? Do you find me boring? Am I boring? Anyway, so he decides that instead of taking my no and accepting that, he decided that he was going to, show up in Logan Lake. And, yeah, so he just decided he was going to show up in Logan Lake and he was going to look for me. Because small town, chances are he could find me if he was looking for the right person, and I was in Logan Lake. So I get a message this morning with him asking me if I told him the truth about who I was. And I said no. What are you staring at, douchebag? Really? Like, dude, I'm sitting in my car. You can move on. Sorry, I'm in a parking lot because you said I had to edge somewhere public where I could get caught. And there was, like, this guy standing by his car next to me where I'm parked and was, like, staring at me and, like, just giving me a really dirty look. Anyway, so apparently he went to Logan Lake and he looked around for me, because if you piece together all those little pieces, plus knowing the fact that, like, I'm a youth worker, you know, you should be able to find me. But he didn't, so he decided to ask if I was lying. And I decided to be honest and tell him yes, I was lying. And then I told him that I thought it was quite creepy what he did. He should have just accepted my no, kept talking to me like we've been talking, and maybe someday in the future I would have been like, dude, let's get coffee. And dude, let's fuck again. But no, he didn't do that. It was creepy. He got stalkery. And as we speak, he's probably hunting me down and I'm going to wind up dead in a ditch. Or he's going to put me in a hole in somebody's basement and make me rub lotion on my skin. Because you only need to see the Silence of the Lambs once to forever fear being Buffalo Billed. Okay, so I'm going to stop babbling now. I'm going to get to this. Let's get to the fun bit. Recording my edge. Okay, so I'm going to tell you my setup. Right now, I'm in a parking lot in Walmart. And there's a car beside me to my right. The space to my left is empty. The space in front of me is empty, but the two diagonal spaces to my left and my right have vehicles. So I do have the potential of getting caught. Somebody could pull in, somebody could get in their cars, somebody could walk by, and I'm just going to do this. Oh gosh. Oh wow. It's like, just finally, like, just because I'm not allowed to touch and I'm not allowed. I'm assuming my one orgasm that I have left for the week is gone. I'm not allowed to have that anymore. I'm just assuming that. I hope I have it. Maybe I can sneak in an orgasm later. So, oh wow. With not being able to touch myself or pleasure myself at all, it's just whenever I get to, it's like sinking into a warm bath. Just less gross than taking a bath, because it's just a slow creeping relaxation that just but then there's the tension. Fuck, this feels good. Thank you. Oh gosh. I'm not sure the exact science of ruining an edge, but Oh gosh. What was I talking about? Somebody is going to walk by and basically seeing me humping the air in my car right now. Please. I just lately, I've been wanting something slow, deliberate, demanding. Something slow and deliberate, very demanding, very brutal. I want you in complete control. And fuck, I just want you to take your time using me. Please use me. Oh yeah. Edging. Rooting edges. Rooting an edge today. I think, like, I just... As soon as I hit the edge, and I wait, like, 1 or 2 seconds, and then I stop. I don't let it build. I don't get to that desperate point. I just, you know, just let it build. Oh, gosh. Oh, little old lady glaring at me. Go away. Please. Oh gosh. Please. I don't want to do this. I just, please. I'm such a mess. Please. This is the first time I've ever fought letting myself get onto an edge, because I want this to last. Please. Oh, if you could see me right now, I'm basically sitting in the driver's seat of the SUV I'm driving today, and like, I just, my hips just pushing up in the air, and I've got my panties pulled tight against my clit. And fuck. There's the edge. Stopped. Shit. Oh no. This is a thing. Oh my gosh. I don't like this feeling. It's not the frustration. Like, it's, if I edge hard enough and I get right to that point, and like, yes, I could have come right then and there. It wouldn't have been a mind-blowing, awesome orgasm. It would have been good. But, like, I was on the edge, and then... But it wasn't, like, that building to the frantic, frustrated, desperate begging so close, like, it's going to explode and I'm going to die sort of orgasm. It was just, like, it would have been a good orgasm, but it, like... Oh, my gosh! I can ruin my edge. I quit. I'm not allowed to quit. I know that, but no... This is a thing. Oh my gosh, this is a thing. It's a thing. And that little old lady came back and she's staring at me again. I should go. Oh my gosh, I'm fresh. This is worse than not touching. Like, I would have preferred not to touch at this point. Like, I don't like how this feels. It's just, now I'm frustrated and I want to touch some more and I want to keep going. Why is she staring at me? This is a thing. I hope you're happy. I do hope you're happy, but at the same time, dude, you can stop laughing at me, because this is new and insane. You're insane. At least I hope you're happy, so one of us is. That's it. Fuck, I can't. Okay. That's it. Bah!